Are we good now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to welcome us in?
Hello, hello, and welcome.
Pedophilia, incest, and rape.
Fantastic. Set the tone.
There's this song. There's a song that's pretty good. In the beginning, there's this guy. He's just like, "Look, I'm going to warn you ahead of time. This one's going to be a bit blue." And then it's just kind of like this happy, like, chiptune-y kind of like, do 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 do. And then about halfway through, it's just like, "Oh, right, y'all still here then? Right then. Pedophilia, incest, and rape." And that's the blue part.
Huh. Just crammed in the middle.
Just crammed in there.
All right.
It's a pretty all right song. I forget what it's called. It's not called Moomin Swag, but that's on the album.
Moomin.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Do you...
Go on.
Do you remember love?
I'm sorry. Go on.
Shiny love.
I'm sorry. Just go on.
Did your hard rock save space?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay? Just go on.
So you screwed humanity.
What?
You finally admit it.
What?
You've come clean here.
We're all doomed.
I'm sorry.
On the Elite Creek Studios podcast.
I'm sorry.
Gaiden, whatever.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much.
Whoa.
What you been playing?
Did you just hear that?
Ghost.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure that was me.
Whoa! Fuck!
No, that one was Gags.
Who's that?
It was Gags. Lol, joke. Jokes. Jokes? Jokes.
Can you hear me, Space?
I'm trying. Okay, welcome back to the studio, our esteemed foreign analyst, Anders Korn.
I'm more of an analyst.
I was about to say.
Well, the minister of butt stuff, Anders Korn, returning to our podcast after long absence.
I was here over the winter.
Oh, yeah?
Talked about some video games.
That was several months ago.
Yeah, what the hell did you talk about? Tower defense.
We did a tower defense episode, and then we also did a Steam Cell episode.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Talk about divine cybermancy.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
fuck, cybermancy!
We talked about how jank that game was.
Have you hugged your Cyberman today?
No!
Daniel Cyberman.
That game is jank as shit. We should play it sometime.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes!
No, I'm having the last word on this. No, we're not playing cybermancy again.
Minigun!
Minigun? You got a minigun?
Fucking shit, right? I got the minigun.
There's no way we're playing more cybermancy before we play more Dungeon Defender. Like, I'm not allowing that.
Nick, do you own Dungeon Defender?
No, I don't.
Oh, vetoed.
So.
What
about Magicka?
I will play more Magicka. It's no longer jank.
Are you sure? The last time we tried to play it was super jank.
No,
and that
was
after
I played it like a month ago, and it's jank free.
I don't have any of the DLC, though.
I don't have any of the DLC either.
I already played the game. Oh, Nick doesn't have Magicka. Sorry, vetoed.
Vetoed.
Air Buccaneers. Why don't we play some Air Buccaneers? Wait, no, hold on.
Spiral Knights.
Spiral Knights. Nah.
No?
Nah, that game sucks.
Yeah, no, I've been playing a little Spyro Dice lately.
Okay.
That's, there's missions now?
Okay.
Just in the sense of, yo, here's the sort of order of ways that you should learn stuff in this game. So it's like, here's a mission to just go talk to this guy. Here's a mission to alchemize some stuff.
Oh.
Here's a mission to go to, two levels of the Scarlet Fortress.
Ow. Studio Cat.
Yep.
Podcat.
So that's interesting. I don't know what they've done with stuff. I think there's some new guns.
What's the deal with the Scarlet Fortress?
Full of ghost cats. Remilia.
Oh no. And that's where I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it at oh no.
Okay.
It kind of seems like. Like, every time I go through the Scarlet Fortress, every time I had gone through the Scarlet Fortress in that game, it kind of seemed like there was some kind of puzzle that I wasn't getting, really.
I mean, it did have... I know that was also the section that had a bunch of the, fight battle arenas, where it was entirely optional.
I like fight battle arenas a lot. Shit, I do like that game! Fuck!
Spyro Knights is simple, but good.
Yeah.
And, I still have, 3,000 cash monies on that game.
I was working on, a gunslinging set and stuff, because I got, guns and bombs and stuff.
And you were the team's bomber man?
I was the bomber man.
Anders, what were you? Oh, wait.
I tried to play that game once with an old girlfriend, and we played for like 2 hours and then stopped playing. You want to go play TF2.
You should play this game. What's going on in TF2 these days? I haven't played it in a long time.
Hats.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like the
still
last
a great game. Still like one of the best shooters.
You can, if you're heavy, you can drop a sandwich so a teammate can eat it.
Yeah, that happened like at least a year ago.
It's okay, I take chocolate now.
The last thing I remember, like, there was another space update, so now the Pyro has space guns. And then, like, the spy also got an icicle that melted when you stabbed people with it.
So nobody knew.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's the ice gun.
Exactly.
He's got the ice gun.
Ice gun?
Ice gun.
Ice gun.
No, nice. it was a stabbing icicle.
Or spike.
It wasn't a shooting
put
icicle.
Put the knife in the icicle and then jump on the knife.
What?
That was a mystery.
Are you referencing Case Closed?
Yes,
They taped the knife to the inside of the door, and then when we knocked down the door to see what had gone wrong, we murdered him.
Yes.
Okay.
Case solved.
Good. Tape it up, ship it out.
All right.
Hey, podcast over.
Is that an E3 mystery? Was that an E3 mystery we just solved?
Closed door setup.
Closed door murder at E3.
We need to get into E3 this year.
Yeah.
So we can set up
some murder next week.
Maybe not murder mysteries, but mysteries.
Nah, I think we should. Okay, let's hash it out right here. Who do we kill at E3 this year?
Well, is it motivated by like revenge, or is it like a justified killing, or is this
I think
one
it's
of,
motivated
like,
by star power.
Star power. So just whoever's most famous.
Yeah, like do we kill Shakira. Cliffy B?
No,
do we kill Phil Fish? Like, how do we want to take this?
Peter Manalou.
Do we? Oh, what? If, no.
He's going to be the head reporter for this year.
For who?
Spike.
Peter Molyneux?
Yeah.
He's going to be a reporter for Spike.
If he's that closely involved with Spike, he's dead already.
What?
He's dead
to Anders, I think you're telling lies. That doesn't make any sense, but then again, it's Peter Molyneux, so, okay,
whatever,
I'll believe
he's been it. Space. You can't stop him now. He's got space generals.
No, that was Lloyd British. Unless Peter Molyneux has also been to space.
I thought he was in, like, the secret game designers going to space cabal.
Yeah.
Oh.
I
didn't know there was one.
I mean, Gabe Newell already colonized the moon, so he can be Tinian again.
And what was it? Was it Carmack? He's going to go to the moon too.
And
his Ferrari.
It.
He's just going to drive his Ferrari to the moon.
Well, isn't Carmack like funding like some kind of space flight research?
Yeah, but that's kind of like what I mean.
Okay.
Quit hitting the stick on the table.
Yeah. Also, quit hitting the stick on the cat. Then again, it is keeping the cat occupied, so that helps. But don't hit the table or your mic stand. You've done both of these things, and it's terrible. Also, I think you're just pissing the cat off at this point, which is also terrible.
Oh, no, this cat's super adorable.
Man. We're recording a podcast here, gentlemen. Jesus fuck.
It's a Gaiden. And you get what you pay for.
Okay, but poking at the cat isn't good radio. I promise. Because now it's going to come to me. Oh, no, it's just falling over.
Yeah.
Spiral Knights is a video game.
Yeah. So is...
We should play that sometime.
Deus Ex.
Yeah, I heard you got a bone to pick with Deus Ex.
Well, fuck that game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoyed it well enough.
Game.
Snuck through some ventilations.
What is the...
Through a refrigerator.
Okay, so what is the minimum amount of people you can kill in that game? I think it's 7.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because there's like 4 boss battles.
You can punch one of those guys out.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
The last one, who looks like the big fleshy man. It's actually a glitch. I don't know if they fixed it, but when he's, like, climbing over a wall, you can actually melee him right there.
Really?
And you just punch him in the jaw and he goes down.
Oh.
One shot.
Okay. But, like the 4 bosses and then the 3 in the tube.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. What the fuck was up with that?
Yeah, that kind of... Well, I mean, apparently...
It had been mentioned, like, earlier if you went and read emails and stuff, but it still doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Explain the rules.
Okay, so in like at the end of Deus Ex Human Revolution, you're on like a floating platform at the South Pole that's supposed that like is supposed to solve global warming
it's
and stuff?
It's not a floating platform. It's a giant hole.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're on this thing at the South Pole that's going to solve global warming?
It's a huge ice hole.
And then in the like in the lowest basement of it, you fight like a robot computer that's made of three women. That's just kind of there.
Well, three women and then somebody who's like the controller woman. But then she can't handle it.
Oh.
She explodes in energy.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that fight was actually pretty all right.
Yeah, I thought it was cool because, like, you could, like, hack the little security robots and, like, do all sorts of nifty shit.
Or when you hand Darrow his ass to him, like, mentally, social battle, he's just like, no, nah, I just punch this code in and that ends half the fight.
Yeah.
Deus Ex was about, like, class conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did do that well.
The gold men versus the silver men.
Yep. No, that doesn't.
Cybermen.
Cybermen. It's about Cybermen. It's about tin can looking motherfuckers.
Adam Cyberman Jensen. That's his sports ball name.
Yeah.
Oh, I love hand egg.
Adam the Cyberman Jensen takes the field.
But just like.
And then cuts it in half with his arm chainsaws.
I feel a little, like, I felt a little salty. Because, like, I went to the end of that game, and I killed as few people as possible. And then, like, that end, like. The problem is, they don't even show you the place burning down if you pick that ending.
Yeah.
And that's, like, it's just these stupid, like, half-assed MGS FMV cutscenes. About just, like, not even just, like, anything about, like, what happened. It's, like, theoretically, I don't even know if you push the button. That just sounds like what's going through Jensen's head as he's considering which button to push. Like, that was, like, the least closure-ific thing they could have done.
But then in the end, there's a cutscene after the credit where they still got Adam Jensen jeans. So it's not closure, it's a prequel.
No, it's terrible.
I mean, the game.
Have you guys ever played the original?
The game was fun, though.
Yeah, no.
Like, doing the game things was super fun.
That.
No?
So, some people were talking about how, like, there's ways that, like, certain boss battles you cannot be spec'd for.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, because, like, I got into the, like, I knew about, like, boss battles before going into that game. So, like, the first one came around, and I was like, I've been upgrading my hacking. Whee! But then, like, it's a Cyberman. Like, it's an augmented dude, and they just, like, put you in a room that's filled with EMP grenades. And I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like they give you a lot of
ability to handle it.
Yeah.
Like,
literally, like, if you're not, like, a crazy combat guy, they usually just, like, they fill pretty much every one of those boss rooms with just, like,
here's
a bunch of ammo and guns and grenades and stuff.
Yeah. Like, right before the fight with that last Spec Ops dude, I had picked up a laser rifle, and then I lit that bitch up, and that worked pretty well.
And then you kill him, and you get his plasma gun.
Yeah, and that gun was kind of lame.
What are you talking about? It went thwop, 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 thwop.
Yeah, but it was not as good as the laser gun.
No, it was better.
One thing I'll say that's really sort of admirable from a like a visual like little touch standpoint, when you use an ammo capacity upgrade on the revolver, it actually changes the model on the revolver to have more chambers.
Yeah.
That's super awesome. Like, that's attention to detail that is super nice.
You can tell
nice.
The developers really love the game when they put that attention into it. When did you beat the game, Ryan?
A long time ago. I don't know.
But, oh, yeah, so, like, specking wrong, just, like, when I got to the final bit in the Iceland, the Ice Zone, Arctic Chill Zone, I was sitting on 6 points.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I had already bought everything that I had wanted, like, halfway through the game.
The reflex booster?
Yeah. More batteries, so I could reflex booster more often. And, like, level 4 hacking.
You didn't get, like, the fall great distances thing?
The only reason I got that was to
fall great distances.
Was to shortcut.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
just
exactly.
tired of transversal, and I was just like, ah, oh, fuck it, I just want to jump this balcony and be down there already and not
yeah.
look for ladders. Yeah, no, but that, like...
That's why you got super jump, too.
I never bought that.
Why not?
Well, no, I bought that at the very end, and I was just like, no, this game is over now. I'm just going to spend all these points. Like, I bought that, I bought the not get hurt by gas grenade thing, I got the... there was something else. I think I finally bought cloaking was like the last thing I bought because I was, just didn't want to deal with all of the zombie-esque dudes.
Maybe it was just because like I followed more side quests and stuff, but like by the end of that game, like I had cloaking and super jump and stuff, and I was just like, fuck it, I guess I'll put points into inventory space.
Yeah, no, like that's, well, no, that's just because, like, I did, like, looking at the achievements, I did all but, like, two side quests. One, which was the dude who comes to your office at the beginning.
Yeah, and, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I didn't want to help him.
I've been stealing drugs, and now it's turning bad.
Yeah.
Help me out here.
But then also, like, another one, which I just never found. I don't know. It was fun helping out that prostitute.
I don't remember. Oh, I do remember that in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And then why did I say Hong Kong like that?
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Going to. I was sad when you go to the news station and nobody's there. So I was like really looking forward to just straight jawing some French Canadians.
No, she was a robot all along.
I know. Which room 404? So server room 802-11.
I don't get it.
The 404's page found, 802.11 is like the wireless frequency or something.
Of what?
Wireless.
What wireless?
Oh.
Like Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Which, I don't know, like as it got near the end of the game, I started, you know when you just start setting up like the alternate like dream scenarios that set up the game? It's like when they start dropping stuff like that, I was like, no, maybe this game is like the fever dream of just like some code jockey somewhere and like he's recuperating in a hospital bed and this game is just his dream.
Maybe it's like a Dark City sort of situation.
Maybe it's just Chopin again.
Maybe it's might Chopin. Be
Chopin. Chopin.
Chopin.
Oh, Chopin.
Chopin mama.
What game was that?
Eternal Sonata.
Eternal Sonata.
I gotta play more of that.
Yeah, that game was good.
Oh man, I'm finally sick. Maybe I can play a JRPG.
What?
I only play JRPGs when I'm sick.
Okay.
The time you beat...
anytime I have to, like, stay in bed for an extended amount of time, and I'm not in my best of judgment.
Maybe I should get sick and finish Persona 4.
There you go.
Persona! Go to the meat dimension.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Solve this fucking mystery.
Meat mystery.
Like, I haven't played that game in, like, a long time, and I've barely made any progress with it. Like, I don't even have all the dudes yet. I'm missing dudes.
Dudes, have you beat Persona 3?
Oh, yeah. Long time ago. RJ has probably had my copy of Persona 3 for, like, over a year now.
Probably.
Sounds like RJ.
Probably donated it to somebody.
I wish he wouldn't.
Well, it's not like he has a place to keep stuff.
He has a house now and a job.
Yeah, he has a house.
And a job?
I could see RJ being the kind to have a job and still just like couch surf.
Yep.
He should tweet so that I know what's going on with his life, because that's the only way that I interact with people anymore.
Yep.
You're one of those people.
I'm a terrible human being. Kill me.
No.
Just later. Kill me.
No, I'm going to push the button that leaves everybody.
Ha.
But yeah, Deus Ex was more offensive than Mass Effect 3.
Okay.
From having played both of those.
My stance on the Mass Effect 3 ending is still I'm okay with it completely. And that internet needs to calm down.
No, it's kind of terrible.
There's something to be said for the crazy sense of entitlement that people had, though.
Yeah, that's... But see, the thing that they don't... Yeah, no, they had a crazy sense of entitlement. Because it was one of those cases where, like, if they hadn't put that last bit in there... It would have been better.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like if you got shot by a laser and then something happened, that would have been better. But, like, not that thing that happened.
Oh.
Like, just, like, ended
there. With the Kool-Aids?
Kool-Aids? Which Kool-Aid do you drink?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you save the galaxy from the Reapers, and then your next challenge is throw a party, but you gotta pick the right colored soda, because if Tally drinks human soda, she'll die.
Or Garrus.
Or Garrus, maybe.
Garrus is silicon based.
Garrus
sodium
like
benzoate. I don't think Garrus has boobs.
Silicon.
They've got chitin.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have chitin and boobs.
Tell that to the female.
I don't think anything in nature has chitin and boobs.
This is a bad direction to start thinking right now, I think.
I've seen Garrus without a shirt on.
Let's consider.
I want to think about Garrus without
lobsters.
A shirt.
Lobsters? Right. Do lobsters have breasts? No.
Well, can you get breast meat out of them? What kind of meat do you have in a lobster?
Lobster tail. Meat. All right, claw meat, tail meat.
All right.
Midsection meat. Thorax meat.
Got some rump meat.
They don't really have butts.
Lobsters don't got good rumps on them.
They've got that weird yellow like goopy stuff inside. Like between the meat and the shell. Is it some goop in there?
It's like omelet.
No, it's like some fatty goop.
The goop omelet.
It's gross though.
So omelet.
Nope, omelets are delicious.
But they could be gross. Something can be both gross and delicious. We were just at like an Indian restaurant.
Are you saying that
it was delicious? So that's a little gross.
Vindaloo is my favorite way to prepare chicken and my least favorite boss in Zelda.
I will concede that the lamb stuff was a little gross.
No, the lamb stuff looked like it was just in gravy. I'm talking more about that.
The meat itself was like kind of.
It was a little chewy.
It's kind of, yeah.
It was softer.
It was gamier.
It had some gristly bits.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Only one piece of mine.
Gristle's gross.
It was still $10 for all you can eat curry.
I don't know, man. I had bacon for breakfast.
What did you?
You ate breakfast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but we were going to get all you can eat curry.
Yeah, but they woke me up with breakfast, and I can't refuse that.
Okay, fair enough.
There's good points for both sides of this argument.
Something about that's one of the rules of traveling. Never
Let's
turn
agree
down
to eat
a...
food.
Yeah.
Let's agree to freak out this cat.
Yeah.
Yo, I got beef. You got beef? I got beef.
That was lamb. What beef you got?
I got chicken.
We want to hear about beef?
Sure.
Yeah. The other day, I was online reading things about Dark Souls, and I happened into an internet forum dedicated to From Software's video game, Dark Souls, out now for the Xbox 360, soon to be on the PC.
Isn't it also on the PC?
Yes.
There you go.
Where I ran into people who in 2012... refer to characters in like a role-playing game as toons, and it made me feel bad. Made me feel bad about all of us.
Okay,
just like people. It made me feel bad for people.
More terrifying.
Like, where does that even derive?
I have
from?
No idea. Like, I went and I looked up on Urban Dictionary, trying to do my fucking due diligence, trying to do my research.
Trying to do research.
And they were like, the origins are unknown. And do you know how many sets of feet on the ground Urban Dictionary has? All of them. Anyone can edit that.
As much as any urban center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of how much of the world's population lives in the cities. Lots of them.
Like 95%?
No, probably not that much. Cities are big, but there's a lot of places that aren't cities.
Depends on which city.
Let's go 70%.
I don't think 95% of people live in any one city.
Are you sure?
There's some pretty nice cities.
This isn't like some fucking...
Atlanta's pretty big.
The ATL? Yeah. The ATL is pretty big, I suppose.
You have a problem with Atlanta?
Nope.
Hot Atlanta?
What are you guys on about?
Peachtree Boulevard?
I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that 95% of the population lives in Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to believe that then.
Yeah. They've got the airport...
I mean, he was able to find a source. He read it.
Yeah.
You couldn't even find a source.
I found sources, and they said, we got no fucking clue where this comes from.
That's not a source. Hot Lano.
They've got Adult Swim.
Cat, stop it. How fucking bad does somebody have it to call a fucking character a toon?
I don't even get where that's from.
Some of them put an apostrophe in front, like it was short for cartoon or something.
I don't get that.
What if it's a fartoon? It's like a spittoon, but you fart into it. It sits in the corner of the room in a bar.
How many farts can you fit in a jar before the jar gets full?
The farts, and you fill the jar.
Let's say I have a system that allows me to get farts in without any of the farts escaping.
That's still...
But, like, for real!
It's Ghostbuster shit.
For real, people! Like, the language we use, it speaks more than the intended meaning, you know? It speaks to you as a person. And what, like, I hear when I hear someone say, oh, yeah, I like to wear the big hat on my male tunes, but I wear the witch's hat on a female tune because I think it looks better. What I hear is, blah, 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 I'm a huge idiot.
I don't even understand. Why would people use this word?
I don't know!
I can't stand for cartoon.
It's bizarre! I will never accept it! That's my beef!
You know, this is great for once.
That's my beef!
For once, I'm not like the super stubborn crazy one. This is great. This is enjoyable. It's nice to be on this side.
Yeah!
You're pretty even right now. Race, race, race. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
I mean, like, I hate it when people say feels.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, like, feelings and emotions are a thing. Feels is what you get in the dark.
People say that either. Now I'm just angry.
You've never been on Tumblr.
And craze?
Oh, yeah.
Like that is just like a double... Yes! Like that. Like QQ.
Like Q.
Like, if you just said cray, I'd be okay with it. When you say cray-cray, I also want to stab you.
It's something about, like, craze. Because, like, you're not... isn't, like, crayfish a thing, or am I thinking of crawfish?
Those are the same thing.
Well, there you go.
Those are just regional...
But if it's, like, acceptable to say, like, crayfish, then you can't say craze.
Why are you saying craze?
She's cray-cray.
What does that mean?
I believe, like, it is...
I've never heard someone say craze.
Craze is usually accompanied with feels. Like, so many feels, I'm having craze.
Oh, cries.
But C-R-E-Y-S, craze.
C-R-E-Y-S?
Yes.
Eh.
So, we have words for a reason.
Yeah.
And the reason we have different words is because they mean different things.
Okay.
But language evolves as culture does.
And so, like, worse with craze and with feels because, you know, these have other meanings. So now you're just bastardizing towards confusion.
Yeah, you're diluting. Right. Like,
don't you guys bring this upon yourself by going on Tumblr, though?
Yeah, but I like pictures of things.
Yeah,
like
I really love looking at pictures.
And if I had to go out and find the pictures of things myself, that's really hard.
It was weird. Like, I took a survey the other day. They were trying to get, like, the perspective of artists on, I guess, creating online art teaching communities.
Okay.
And a large part of the survey was just like, what kind of art do you like to go viewing, and where do you like to view it? And it was like, you know, on a 1 to 5, how much do you like viewing these things? And it was just like, in an art gallery, 0. In your local library, 2. Online, 5. Every time.
Okay.
So.
Is DeviantArt still a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. DeviantArt. You know Gaia is still a thing?
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty popular still.
I mean, fucking Club Penguin's a thing. These things don't go away.
That's why me and Hachi started fighting yesterday.
Over Gaia?
Yeah.
Don't fight over Gaia. Just let it be.
Just let preteens be their preteen self.
No, it's just like... Well, no, because, like, the argument is that, like, when you're in there, there's cool people, and cool stuff comes out of it. Yeah, that's cool. And like, oh, man, we met here, and now we're going to go work on a book or do this project and make a game, or we're going to start a TV company, whatever. That's...
What?
That's super cool. But, like...
Like, 12-year-olds are going to go start a TV company?
Like, there's, like, cool people, like, doing useful, cool, neat stuff on Gaia.
Okay.
You just don't notice them. And here's it, like, if you're in Gaia, you learn about these people. You meet them. You meet cool people. I believe the metaphor I set up was, it's like the Titanic, where, like, when they say women and children first, like, cool, useful people are the women and the children. So, you know.
Okay.
If we bomb...
So when Gaia's burning down...
When Gaia hits the iceberg and sinks, the iceberg of reason and logic, I suppose, and just good common sense, like, all the cool people who, you know, all the people who are doing cool things will make it to shore, and they will continue to meet up and make cool stuff. They're just going to do like at a bar, you know, someplace that's all right, someplace that adults go. And then the only people who will sink are the people where Gaia is their biggest thing, and they're not meeting up there in order to do cool stuff. They're meeting up there because, hey, Gaia.
Okay.
But shouldn't you be happy something like Gaia exists so they're not...
So that we can find them all?
But so they're not over at the place that you like.
Well, no. So like, there's, like, separating Gaia from, like, the entity of Gaia and what it is from its community...
Like, it's just a fucking forum with dress-up games. Like, whatever.
Yes! Like, if you go somewhere cool, like... It just makes me sad that Gaia worked. Because Gaia is not, like, a useful thing on its own. Like, it is like, just a forum.
Gaia rewarded you for, like, posting legitimate posts. Also, like, their metric for giving you gold was worked pretty well to actually encourage conversation.
Huh.
Or at least content.
Yeah, that's a very fine line to tread. But just, like...
Well, you don't have to like all of it.
But it was like, you know, like...
Sorry.
It was like, well, what if we just, like, if we added, you know, avatar customization to other forums, would you hate it? No, that would make it better. Because, like, avatars are inconsequential, and they're, like, a known quantity, and, like, it, you know... It's like going to... It's like the difference between, like... Like, you know how you go to a barbecue?
Okay.
And if there's corn on the cob there, that's awesome.
But if you put tiny hats on the corn on the cob, it's just kind of weird.
But like, now imagine somebody said, hey, here's our big thing. It's just corn on the cob.
I'd be happy.
Like. Hey.
I could eat a lot of corn on the cob.
Yeah, like corn on the cob is like... But, like, if somebody called it, like we're setting up a barbecue. What kind of barbecue? A corn on the cob barbecue. Like, and, like, you don't go, like... It's like you're selling the side thing can add to, but it cannot stand on its own.
So, you don't like Gaia because it doesn't have a purpose other than it's a forum with dress-up and stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't tell them about Pinterest.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah, this is what most of my yesterday was, so it's fresh on my mind.
Okay.
No, there's... What was before that? Let's take it back a step.
Cries?
Fuck that.
Feels?
Like, yeah.
Tunes.
Tunes is annoying.
But at the same time, tunes.
Yeah. Tunes.
Like
every song should end with somebody going, tunes.
Yo, tunes.
Just to, like, remind you that, like, music is cool. Just like, tunes.
Just to remind you, hey, guys, tunes. Oh, yeah.
I know, like, talking about podcasts on podcasts is dumb. Like, it's super dumb. But on Who Charted, they have, like, musical bumpers for each of the sections they do, because, like, the dude, the Howard Kramer, is also the Dragon Boy Suede. So, like, they have the one for the music chart, and at the end he's just, like everything cuts out and the beat drops, and it's just, like, a brief... Tunes! It's great!
Cool. I tried listening to one of those the other night, the one that where they had Andy Richter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, he's pretty funny.
Yeah.
He's pretty good on that show.
Yeah. That was all right.
I'm still just listening to
Was that transvaginal mesh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
Gross.
Yep. And now you've said it here.
That's culture.
I'm not really big into gaming news, but what's your guys' thoughts about the Unreal 4 engine?
I saw a picture of, like, a demon dude with a background behind him, and then I saw a picture of a wireframe of the geometry of that stuff, and I was like, damn, that a lot of polygons. Those were my thoughts.
These are my thoughts.
Like, that's not even a gag. That was my interaction with, Unreal Engine 4. Damn, that a lot of polygons.
Do you think it's going to be the basic programming for video games like Unreal 3 has been?
Probably. I mean, if history is anything...
I mean, yes, the Epic is going to use that to create a lot of their projects, and there's a good chance
and
it will.
And there's a really good chance they're going to license it to
become
a lot
monetized
other people
as
to
an
make
engine.
Stuff.
Yes, I mean, goddamn, BioWare uses Unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, there's also a thing about how many people are going to. There's like a hump that you need to get over with leaps in technology. Like, I don't know.
It has to be enough of an improvement to warrant
moving on. It's
kind of
compete with Unreal 3.
No, just like there's a problem with, like, at this point for how long the Unreal 3 engine has been out, and like people are finally learning to like use it well and to make really crazy things out of it. Like, they're like some people are going to probably try to move over to whatever 4 is going to do, but they may just leave that to Epic for a while till we see what it can do. And you know, if people just stick with, you know, Unreal 3 for a while
with the tools they've been using for,
with, now that we have, you know, big community resources and people who know what they're doing and being able to borrow from each other and just being like, no, this is how you do this. This is how you do this. You could put all the parts together, make something super optimized.
We've been doing this for a while. We know the fuck out of Unreal Engine 3.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, it goes back to why 360 worked better than PS3.
Because the architecture was easier to work with?
Because the PS3 was too powerful. Nobody, like, really knew how to, like only maybe, like, just now does, like, especially, you know, with things like Journey, with a lot of the games coming out now on PS3, like, now PS3 is actually starting to, like, have something to offer, because people figured out, what do we do with this? All right, we do this. Same kind of thing.
That's true. There have been no games for the PS3 up until about a couple months ago.
But, but like, anything that wasn't a shitty port, because it was multi-platform. Like, some, like, Uncharted, things like that. Like, yeah, they were pretty good, but, like, those were also, like, you know, something like Uncharted, it wasn't really the best game, it was a fantastic showpiece. They were like, hey, we have this really powerful thing, so we're going to make a really powerful showpiece. And they did, but, you know, now people are also trying to make games for it, not just pretty things.
Big Fat was a pretty good game.
It was. I hear the PSP version isn't.
I think we have to also judge.
It's not bad. It's basically like Little Big Planet, but with two lanes instead of three.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yep. I guess we have to judge is what things Sony isn't making. That's how you judge how well it is to program on it.
Yeah.
What's the third party games looking like?
Who's the second party? Because like first party is like Sony making things for the PS3. Third party is anybody else. Is
Russia.
The second party me?
No. The second party is Russia.
The second party is usually the manufacturer of the console.
No. No, that's what first party is. Like Nintendo, when Nintendo develops a game, it is a first party game. Like,
yeah, but Microsoft.
I'm trying to think like what Sony games are, because even something like Uncharted, that was Naughty Dog. Like, they've always been sort of a PlayStation developer. I don't know if they've done other consoles, but.
But aren't they owned by Sony?
I mean, that's the other thing. Sony is an electronics company. They have to get studios to make their games.
I mean, no one's more close-knit than Nintendo. In that Nintendo basically makes all their great games.
They made playing cards. Yep. I'd like to see them put out playing cards now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Just like a limited run.
Get Reggie on there?
Maybe not like immediately.
Reggie can be the Jack.
They need to make their money back. And the Wii U. Well, okay, so yeah.
Like Miyamoto's the king, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that Reggie is the Jack. Who's the queen? Who's the queen of Nintendo?
Samus?
I'm always surprised how not popular Metroid was in Japan.
Long shot here. Long shot. From way back. Suda 51.
No.
Just because.
No.
No? Okay.
You know, like the same kind of thing. Like hardware is one thing.
Who's the ace?
Mario.
Okay.
Yeah, probably Mario. Mario is just like a literal figurehead as anybody else. Cat. But like, you know, you look at it with like hardware power about, you know, like how do we program for this? Also kinda you look at like iPod with touch controls and the Wii with the motion controls and the Move and stuff like that. Like, there was just like how many games were gimmicks, and only like sort of around now, I feel like, you know, people are kind of making Wii games that are sort of games first, and then if they can use them, like I think kind of what we're starting to see is that there's a lot of motion control games that are kind of just like, we're gonna make a game and then use motion control where it makes sense, instead of saying like, here's our new thing, we're gonna work with it.
Yeah. Like the latest Zelda game.
I mean, like Monster Hunter. You can play that with basically what I mean, there are a lot more games that are just having a controller.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to be all motion controls.
Yeah, you can use motion control in Monster Hunter.
You can, but
even with the
sell it with the controller.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're
kind
of just saying, no, it's just,
even with the controller though, you can still use pointing.
Yeah. Which, but again, like that's kind of cool. That could kind of make sense.
Hey, what's that monster? Point.
Yeah.
Now you know.
But like the was it the Xenoblade Chronicles? That's like a completely controller-based game.
Yep.
You know, a lot of that's happening. Touch controls, I don't know. That just had like a big enough developer market because of the way you can develop for iPhone kind of basically just from anywhere.
Yeah.
That a lot of people were just like, no, we need to do this simply. I mean, freaking, you know, Fruit Ninja.
Yeah.
That's
Cannon Bolt. Touch the screen, you will jump.
Like, they understand, like, oh, the way that we make touch games work is just, like, don't do anything complicated. Just,
yeah.
Like, no digital buttons. Like, vague gestures. There was, at Game Fest one year at RPI, there was actually somebody who was doing a Wii, like, using a Wiimote in a spellcasting game.
Okay.
And the way that worked is, like, you had to, like, set up a loadout and of, like, four different spells that you wanted to use. And then each spell just had, like, a super unique motion. Like, you know, like, I think it was, like, sort of, like, broken into quadrants. And it was, like, you know, we start in this one, hit this one, and then go there. And it was just extremely vague. So that means you never got them confused. And it worked really, really well.
All right.
Just like that PS2 game with the wolf.
Okami?
Kind of, yeah. Okami got kind of janky because it was right on the line. But at that point, you're still holding a controller. You can still stop. And
sometimes you wanted to circle a tree. No, sometimes you wanted to drop a bomb, but then you accidentally circled a tree.
Yeah.
Sometimes you wanted to move water, but you accidentally cut it.
Yeah. The cutting and like drawing vines with flowers and stuff. A lot of that stuff sometimes would get confused. But yeah, like
pig bombs.
Like figuring out how there's always sort of that large hump. Like
I understand what you're getting at, because there's just a level of mastery on the part of developers of the existing, you know, tech, because they've been working with it for so long that even if, you know, Unreal Engine 4 is, you know, vastly superior and everything, like they'll still have to work to get to the level of mastery that they had for 3.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's the thing, I think, you know, if they try to make 4 like a licensed thing, as long as they continue to license out 3, I think more people are going to use that than 4, especially because, you know, that way you don't need to get the newer, better computer to run this new, bigger hardware, and they'll have a bigger install base to begin with, because, you know, the like level of sort of like a median computer keeps getting higher.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's the thing, like, as long as people don't get blinded by, oh, it's the new, biggest, bestest, shiniest thing, like, yeah, it is, but that just means, you know, I'm not likely to trust you, because that means you're trying to make a big, powerful, shiny thing that may not really be a best game.
What if just trying to make a better tool?
What is the market size for, like, high-end PC gaming? Like, it can't be more than 1 million.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Yeah, like, it's not actually... Like that's the thing, like...
I mean, if you look at the best-selling, you know, like, video games, like, it is, you know... Social games and small shit.
It's,
you know?
It's not that big, but it is extremely vocal.
Yeah.
It, like, freaking...
I'm talking about the people who always have... Who work on their PC as much as they probably play PC games.
Yeah, like, upgrade their graphics card 3 times a year.
Yeah.
No, yeah. That,
like,
no,
it has to be, like, maybe 500,000.
That's like a tiny segment. And, I don't know, like the people who get that, like, yeah, usually when you do computer... Like, you know, kind of whenever you develop something, it's going to be in a computer, so you can usually get a better computer port or something. I almost got into an argument with Trunks about it.
Yeah?
Over Sonic Generations. Because I was saying that was a terrible game, and he was like, no, dude, play it on the computer, it fixes everything. And I was
Yeah,
but because he was saying that the reason it was terrible was because the Xbox had a terrible frame rate.
And not because the level design was shitty.
And not because it was a terrible game, was my argument that he didn't give me a chance to make, because he assumed I was talking about frame rate. Which I don't, because I don't upgrade my computer that often, so my Xbox is probably a little more powerful. Like, I play through Deus Ex, but I had a lot of moments where I had to sit and wait for it to stop chugging. You know, like, only a few seconds at a time every couple of minutes, but that still happened.
Heat's my main issue.
Yeah.
My computer seems to get...
Podcat.
Hot.
Hot.
Baby. Hot podcat.
This cat needs to go. I'm going to throw the cat out the window.
No, cat's just chilling. Just let the cat be. I'm going to put that little that pane of glass or whatever on it, the pane of plastic.
It'll make some arts and crafts.
And we'll be set. Oh, dude, don't no, rile no. up the cat while we're trying to record.
Yeah, so I haven't really seen anything about it, except I guess they put out that trailer a while ago of that Blade Runner looking something.
Blade Runner looking something?
Yeah, it's like super like...
Well, now you have my attention.
I saw like some screenshot skills of like a big... Skills? Screenshot stills. Like maybe it was from an anime, like a, you know, a video thing. I don't know. I honestly didn't look into it very much. So it's just like, oh, Unreal Engine 4. Okay.
Yeah.
Of like a big demon dude. I all floating cinders and stuff.
I didn't see that.
And then, whoa, shit, all those polygons.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's
which really, I guess, looking at still images isn't the
It's going to be the
most
biggest
telling.
Well, I mean, they're showing off how many polygons it can do in just game. Like it's not.
No, but I'm just saying, like looking at a still image is, you know,
yeah,
like,
they haven't released.
That's not very telling of what an engine can do.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like the Unreal 4 engine is still 2 years off. So I mean, we're like 3.5 years off from seeing games with it.
Yeah, no, not quite that far.
All right, maybe a year away. So we're
2 years
away.
No, they'll have a game a couple of months after the engine is done. I bet.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
in-house
you kind of yeah.
But when's the last time they made good games?
Oops.
No, I'm just trying to think of like of Epic Games. I mean,
they really just make their money.
FX Pinball back in the DOS. That was our last great game.
Right.
One Must Fall.
I don't think that was them.
I mean, they're one of
Epic
the
Mega Games.
Was that?
One yeah, of
them? Yeah. I don't know why I don't. Jazz Jackrabbit.
How do you not remember Epic Mega Games?
I do. I just didn't. I remember One Must Fall
that,
separately.
I think that was they. I think that.
One Must Fall was great on its own. All the other things that they made were great because they were made by a company called Epic Mega Games.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Where is Epic based?
I don't know.
Silicon?
I would guess that.
Yeah, they can't eat
like
human
West
food.
Coast, I don't know.
They're just like, oh, Garrus is the Mega Games.
We're not. Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
I meant Silicon Valley when I said it.
I know. But that's not what you said. We just got through a section talking about don't bastardize. Bastardize?
What if I ever pronounce words correctly?
Just say all of them. Just say every word.
Just finish saying them.
And then the dolphin opened its mouth and every single thing that's ever been said came out.
At once?
And the world went to waves.
Whoa.
No, can't play with my toy.
That's crazy. Anders, you got any beef?
Nah, I'm pretty good.
We all been talking. Yeah?
I'm pretty good.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
What a nice, well-adjusted person you must be.
A little disappointed in Dragon Age 1 after playing Mass Effect 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I was told it was going to be like Mass Effect with dragons and stuff.
Isn't it?
Nope.
Well, you also only... You barely played through the intro.
No, I now got my Barrel Dog, so
oh,
I'm
you,
a little more excited
oh, okay,
about the game.
If you got Barrel Dog, you're in it.
I'm a little more excited about the game. I haven't done my Grey Warden test yet.
No, I'm like, yeah, to. I think basically, like, once you get to that point,
I've beaten the personalized first missions.
Yeah.
Have you met any horn dudes that don't have horns because it's the first game?
I don't understand why I'm supposed to hate blood magicians.
Because
they blood.
Is there something demonic about that, too? Like, the way they do it is like...
Didn't they, like, eat demon blood?
No, that's what the Grey Wardens do. I think it's like...
God damn it.
Like, they use blood to make, like, mini-packs to be like, hey, demon, open this door for me, and little cut.
Hey, demon, you want some of this? You want some of this blood?
Like, I think that's why they're pretty nasty, because, like, that's some serious shit that can turn bad on you real fast.
But okay. The one I found just wanted to do it for love. I mean, he was still annoying, and I feel like I didn't want to help him, but the game forced me to help him, and I'm like, if this was Mass Effect, the game would just let me not help him.
Mass Effect let me shoot a dude in the face by accident one time.
Yeah. Mass Effect sometimes does that. You'll let the cat go for the kill.
Yep.
I really need to pick up a copy of Mass Effect 3.
Yo, guys.
Should I keep playing through Mass Effect 1?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got other shit to do, though. I got Diablo
Mass
3.
Effect 1 and 2.
I got Dark Souls.
I feel so good playing those games.
Are you playing Diablo with people?
Not yet.
Because if you're not playing games with people, go play Mass Effect. Like, when you're ready to play games with people, then you can do it.
The story is probably the best video game story I've ever encountered.
Okay, but, like, yeah. When I'm playing Diablo 3, like, okay. A bunch of enemies show up, and I'm like, hey, what's up? Surround me. And then, like, I suck their souls out of them to boost my intelligence by, like, a lot. By, like, 130, when I think I have something like 40 at the moment, because I'm, like, level 10.
Jeez.
And then I make a scary face, and then they all run away. But then they all run away into the slowing field that I left for them, and then I just shoot toxic darts into their back.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
When I get to be high enough level, the toxic darts will be snakes.
Okay, that's some one-upsmanship. Yeah, but in Mass Effect, you meet Rex.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of Rex. He's just like, grr, I'm big.
Well, have you, like...
talked to him at all? Nope. No, I have. He's just like...
You're not going to be like a big fan of him until the second game.
Yeah?
When you go to his planet and he's king, assuming he survives the first game. And then he's just like, yo, what up? I rule now!
Why is he the king?
Because there's not enough of them left.
They're just like, well, I mean...
And he's the one who ran with Commander Shepard, so clearly he's the biggest.
He just shows up and they're like, well, fuck, I mean, you've got your shit together. I mean, we're not getting anything done down here.
Yeah.
You want to be the king?
Basically.
Oh, okay, so, cool. That's right.
I'm trying to remember.
Mass Effect 2 probably has what would become your favorite video game character. His name is Morden, and you will love him.
Morden, you will
is
like
Is he the Salarian, Salarian yeah. scientist? What's cool about
the
him?
The second I met... I don't want to break it to you, but the second I met him, I was like, Ryan would love this character.
He's
crazy.
He likes to tinker. He's logical about everything. He doesn't... He shows that he's not emotionless, but he does hold logic like as the way to decide things.
He also walks around with a hand cannon.
He talks really fast, like all the time.
He also loves Gilbert and Sullivan.
And he
yeah, that's
Gilbert
what
Sullivan
I hear. That sounds douchey.
Nah, it's
no,
cool.
like that's the thing. Like I didn't get that when I played through. So it's like that's a thing you have to work to find. Like
is Gilbert and Sullivan?
Yep.
Is to
Gilbert
find
and Sullivan
more about
is a
him.
Shitty reward to work towards.
Nah, it's pretty worth it.
I mean, that's not the final reward. That is during the journey of learning who Morden is. Like that is not his character. His character is like a big, like detailed thing. Who
it's,
you
more,
actually...
it's more an Easter egg that he likes Gilbert.
Is his loyalty mission? Do we perform an operetta?
No.
No.
His loyalty mission is
you go find like his.
Yeah, you find his like his apprentice. And yeah, it's a his... really. I don't want. It's a really good loyalty. Like, the decisions, you really have to think about the decisions you make in his loyalty missions.
Yeah. I mean, like to try and be vague about it, like, the thing that you learn... or
don't
like,
be vague, I don't give a fuck.
No,
I know how that game. Series ends.
Okay, but if you know the end of the last game,
you don't know
the end of, like, all the characters that happens throughout the majority of the last game, so you don't know the ending, so it's still not spoiled for you. And they are worth it.
The ending of Mass Effect, I never saw as a big deal. It's always the ending of the personal missions you have with your teammates.
Yeah, like I'm not about to say like they did such a good job on making funny hand motions, making like a non-linear story. Like no, a lot of it is like super linear, but at the same time they do it in such a way that you feel like you're actually like meeting people and learning more about them over time. And it gets a lot better. Like you meet a lot of people in the first game and they have some weird stuff that's like, "Oh, I guess I helped them out. They sent me an email." By the time you get to the second game, like a lot of the writing and the way that the scenes are done make it feel a lot more like you're actually like interacting with
like
people.
You'll walk down the
them.
Citadel and they'll do a news report about something like, oh wait, I did that. And it's really just cool, that feeling.
Okay, but what's the deal with the Salarian?
He worked on the Genophage.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, but it's just like the, talking to him and learning about like how
Genophage.
Did you do that? And he's just like, oh. And then just like
the choices you make about the Genophage are really
cure it. I made the choice.
No.
Yeah, but then there's a lot of Krogan. There's like a fuck ton of Krogan, and they will eat everybody. They are hungry.
Like, what they say is that
okay.
the Krogan... All right, I don't want to ruin that.
But then the Krogan will eat you?
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
You'll start another Krogan war.
I'll probably just ignore that whole bit, because I don't really like the Krogans that much. They're pretty uninteresting to me.
No, but they're going to eat you.
Yeah, so...
That's usually one of the things you have to do.
Cure it.
Also...
Okay,
also,
but then the Krogans are going to hate you, and the ones that are left are going to eat specifically you, instead of all of them eating everyone, including you.
The only Krogans I interacted with so far wanted to eat me that weren't Rex. So
you're used to it?
You also feed one the Mass Effect 2 sushi, and he's like your best friend.
Oh, yeah?
Is that Grunt?
That didn't happen to me.
No, it's not Grunt.
Oh.
Grunt's
Grunt seems even more boring than Rex.
Grunt is kind of boring.
I mean,
I grew up in a tube. Let's fight, dudes, really good. I'm Grunt.
You're like surprisingly stubbornly against being okay with Mass Effect.
I know. I don't know why.
That's really weird. You should keep playing one.
It's like really buggy on my computer and freezes a lot. One time, like, I got out of my tank and all of my armor had the same texture as the walls, and then it crashed.
Well, Mass Effect 2 also takes away the driving missions.
Would you like to borrow 2 for the Xbox? That runs real well.
But I haven't played 1.
You know what? I've heard people argue that 1 is
you don't need to
the
play
better.
One.
No, I've heard people argue that 1 is the better story, even though 2 is like
the gameplay in 2 is 10 times better.
Just like the like cinematography of 2, the way that scenes are directed and well,
is
not
it
shot.
Still got the film grain?
No.
No, I think it does.
I don't remember
the film grain in 1. Like I honestly don't
remember.
Did you not turn it on?
I actually remember turning film grain off for both of my things. What
the fuck's wrong with you guys? This is the best part of that game.
This isn't Instagram.
I probably didn't turn it off because I didn't notice that it was ever on.
Okay.
Like straight up. But yeah, like one can feel like really sort of long and boring. But you can basically just jump into 2 and feel like you're good. Especially because like the way that it starts, you've been dead for like a couple of months and like.
Dude, spoilers!
I think we've heard enough.
Probably. You should have a drink and then start fresh with Mass Effect 2 on the Xbox. And I bet.
No, if I want to fucking play Mass Effect, I want to play all the Mass Effect.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna say that. Do that.
Like, I don't want to cheapen that experience because all I hear is like the decisions you make and stuff.
There's like 2 decisions in the first one.
I enjoyed playing. I just saw the backstory that you get from 2 after playing 1.
Okay, if you really, really like reading codexes and reading blurbs about Planet, like that is the best part of the first one.
And
there's a lot of it, and it's really, really good. But like the gameplay is kind of there's a lot of talking heads in the cutscenes, and there's not that much interesting choice stuff. And honestly, a lot of it was actually just confusing to me. By the time you get to the second game, it gets way better. What are you shaking your head for?
I disagree completely.
Go ahead, argue. Where?
Now you guys got beef.
What?
Yo, I'm going to beef you. Come on, Squid.
I'm going to play with the cat a bit.
I enjoyed all the side missions from 1 tied into 2.
Where?
They made them more.
Where?
You would keep on running into like the police officer and the lady, the other people you always helped, and there's like, oh, help us out, more helping us out.
Because running into them and like helping them more. First of all, if you didn't help them in the like, there's a lot of people who I did help in the first game and I didn't remember. Like people who I actually interacted with and talked about, and like some lady who was the queen of a company, and I just showed up and she's like, "Oh no, don't hit me again." And I'm like, "I don't remember you." Like,
yeah, I'm okay with that. It's still 2 years later.
Yeah, but like,
but it's like, oh yeah, I remember you. I just found those moments to be nice. I also liked it because of Mass Effect 1, I leveled up by kissing someone. It was like, you kiss someone, plus 40 experience, you gain a lot, you gain a level. I'm like, what? Awesome. Kissing is awesome.
Yeah, but that also happened in the second one. Like, I didn't have a love interest in the first one.
I ended up with Liara for I have no idea how. I was like, ah!
That's the human lady?
No, that's
the human
lady.
No,
the
human lady is
Racist McGee.
Ashley.
Racist McGee.
I stopped hanging out with her.
Yeah, it's cool.
And
yeah.
The other human dude, like, almost
You mean the most boringest character ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I killed him off.
Okay, do you want to speed run 1?
One time I went up to,
we
like...
We can do it right here.
...talk to the human dude after one of the missions, and I was like, hey, what's up with you? And he's like, yeah, I got these old biotic thingies. And I'm like, okay, but, like, I just... Okay. And he's like, I really like talking to you. Maybe we should talk some more sometime. And I'm like, I don't want to romance you. I just, okay.
Well, you played as Fenship.
Never going to use you again. Yeah, duh.
I still get angry when I
named her Sazabee. Sazabee Shepherd.
Okay.
Fight me.
You're doing all right.
Playing as a technician? A technical? I'm playing as a truck with a gun on the back.
Yep. That makes sense.
Well, then you can't really use Morden. Ms. Morin's also super techy.
You can,
whatever, I'm using Garrus and Tally.
Yeah.
That's true, if you have Tally.
That was my team by the end.
We're just all throwing, like, tech grenades at things, and then sometimes we keep throwing them at a guy that died, and they just kind of hover in the air above him, and it's weird.
Yeah, that sounds... Granted, playing through Mass Effect 1, the moment I landed on Earth's moon in that game...
You go to the moon?
Yeah.
No, like, it's not part of the story. If you just want to fly to our system,
there's a side.
You can land on the moon. You just can? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I guess there is a side mission there, but like as soon as I landed on the moon, that's when my first Xbox Red ringed.
Really?
Yeah, it was when I landed on the moon, so.
That's rough.
Yeah.
It's a hard side mission.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the...
The robots.
The
one with the robots.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
So far, the entirety of the game has been the one with the robots for me.
Pretty much.
So, just
that
tempering that.
Oddly enough, that comes back, like, through the second, but you don't know till the third.
When I was playing that game, like, I kept finding different ammo that was like, oh, yeah, this will do poison damage to dudes. And it's like, this one will, like, it'll fuck up on armored guys. And I'm just like, I'm just assuming fighting that everyone's robots. Armored because they're all robots. I'm using the anti-robot ammunition.
Yep.
Except a couple times I fought some Krogans.
Yeah. No, but usually Krogans are armored.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like...
Gotta find Rex's armor.
Really, I think, like, if the thing you enjoy is reading interesting things about the Mass Effect lore...
I do.
That's a reason to play one.
Gives me a hard on.
If you can be just as happy by, like... two decisions. One of them isn't really a decision because everyone wants to go with one of them.
Kill the council.
No, that's...
Kill them.
That doesn't even matter.
Kill the council.
That really doesn't matter.
No, you can't, you know, killing the council does matter a lot. And also, you...
Who gets in power afterwards, I think.
Me.
That changes it for Mass Effect 2. It doesn't affect Mass Effect 3.
I take power.
No, it changes it, but it also doesn't really affect things. Because I think that doesn't reverberate
all the
way.
Wait, now, Garrus can be in charge of the council.
For
human. No, he's the human council.
He's got...
The humans make the council, and you pick either the scumbag ambassador or the awesome commander.
Oh, him.
Yeah. No, fuck it, Tuna.
We can't...
I put the asshole in charge, actually. What? Well, because...
Can I just, like, pick someone else? Like, can I just say, like, we decided this guy was cool? Like, why does it gotta be a weird racial thing? Why can't I pick, like, an Elcor?
No, because you also like, re-pick that at the start of 2.
For real?
Yeah, because they're at, like, okay, they're like, there's like, all right, you've been dead for a little while, so we're gonna make sure your brain's working already, and they ask you questions about
hey,
that, and you kind of just...
the counselor?
You kind of just answer what you want there, because they didn't want to, I guess, save that data between games, so you answer it there, and then that's, like... And
I'm pretty
then
sure they more just forgot to save that question for the save data.
Maybe. I doubt that. I mean, that's kind of the thing you would expect to continue to.
And I got to remember to edit my face in Mass Effect 2, right? Otherwise, yeah. I'll be an Uggo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I saved my appearance completely, and my character looks fine.
No, I thought there was like a glitch with the Mass Effect 3 character importer thing, where it's like if you didn't edit your character in Mass Effect 2... Like, it came through all jank and shit.
Yeah, but something about the edit can just be saying you're going to edit it and then not doing anything.
Yeah.
So Ajax Shepherds can just look okay.
I think, like, every time I change, like, the jowl size just a little bit.
Just sterner. Thicker jowls. Yes.
No, it's nice. In the third one, they finally let you have stubble.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Finally. Well, you're rogue.
I mean, I don't know if you want lady stubble, but...
Probably do.
Yeah. But yeah, like okay, here's your speed run of Mass Effect 2. Which one of the two boring humans do you not care dies?
Either one.
Like, you really...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like that's...
Like, I guess the girl, because she seems more boring?
Because she's a bit more boring. Also, she's kind of a space racist.
She's...
It seems like most people on that ship at first are super space racist.
Yes. That is a little thematic about the game. Well, also because in the first one, you have to deal with, like, humans being...
Except...
The newbies in the universe.
Except there was one part where it's like, hey, Commander, remember that alien chick in, like, the crazy suit we picked up? She's fucking around in the engine room. We can't get her to leave. And then I go down there, and the engine dude's like, fuck it. Like, She's a better engineer than anyone else on deck. She can stay. Fuck it.
Yeah.
No. That's pretty cool.
That's
Eurasia's second in command, like, dies of lasers.
Oh, dude, spoilers!
Wait, which one?
Your second in command, racist.
No, what? Yeah. The lady?
No, the man. The old guy.
Yeah, I know that old guy.
Yeah, okay.
He gets lasered?
Yeah, he gets lasered.
Well, doesn't... At the start of 2, or...?
Yeah, at the start of 2.
I mean, I think a lot of people died.
Well, yeah, don't, like... Doesn't that game end with, like, a suicide mission?
Well, no.
No, 2 ends with a suicide mission. 2 begins...
With also a suicide mission.
You don't know it at the... So...
The Protheans.
You can kind of really just start with 2.
Space!
Nah. I'll go play Mass Effect.
Yeah, play Mass Effect.
There is... I've read it's actually not that hard to... swap PC and Xbox saves for that game.
Yeah.
Like, basically, it's just, like... If you can transfer the file across, then there is, like, one header that you need to change or something like that. But it's actually pretty easy to do.
I might prefer it to play it on the console because, I don't feel like modding it or anything because don't really think it's the sort of game that you would want to.
Yeah, I've seen...
And it, the combat doesn't really require, like... The fidelity of using a mouse and keyboard.
No. And the combat improves so much in 2.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I've seen there might be a couple of better HUD things. Maybe loading times might be improved. But if you're on a high-end rig, if you're not,
I'm not.
I think Xbox is actually kind of the way to go.
Yeah,
for these things.
I wish I had Xbox because now I could be playing 3 right now.
Hey Nick, do you have a copy of Mass Effect 1?
I believe Brian does.
Ah, Dick.
Let's go find Brian. He should... He'll be around imminently.
Nah, if it's not right here, right now, it's too much work. Just play it on PC.
Nah, because PC is going to bug out a lot. And then... Oh, if you're on a PC, can you just cut out the Mako sections?
No. I miss the Mako.
Why? It's super bad.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I do miss it a little bit, but I know it was
the thing that bugs me the most about it is just like a really weird sense of scale to those missions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like it
because it's like I'm going around a planet. It's kind of this small section of it, but it still takes a long time to traverse.
And like the Mako just seems like super, super huge.
Yeah.
Because you're just like kind of jetpacking up mountains a little bit, but then falling on your back, even though the Mako seems super, super huge, but it also seems like a feather.
It's really springy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that thing. Stupid. Yeah. Jump jet.
You can find it. You can find the crash remains of it in 2.
Until like the
good. Can I pee on him?
Until like the last 20 minutes of the game, I did not realize it had a cannon on it, and I killed everything with the machine gun.
You lose a lot of experience if you killed things with the Mako.
Yeah,
Jansen was telling me that he was just like, "Hey, if you want to level up really fast, just almost kill everything with the Mako, and then just shoot it by hand."
Wow. You fight a Threshermaw.
Yeah,
that's something.
I could never kill.
I fought that thing.
Really?
You just shoot it.
I killed it with the machine gun.
I killed it in 2. Rex. Grunt.
Okay, so that's...
That's a good mission.
I don't want to give too much away in the 3rd one, but you summon a Threshermaw to fight a Reaper.
Okay.
That's awesome.
It's fucking incredible.
Are Threshermaws, like, really cool or something?
They're gigantic. They're like, Shadow of the Colossus kind of stuff.
I mean, I shot him with the Mako, and I was just like, oh, there's a sandworm.
That was a baby one.
Oh,
like that's the thing. Like one thing you learn about the Krogan is that like that is their rite of passage into adulthood on their planet is to go out barehanded and fight a Threshermaw.
Like a big one?
Yeah.
Oh,
and so that's kind of
how did any of them survive before the Genophage?
Well, that's some of the stuff that's introduced in 2.
Yeah,
is that you learn that they really should never have been they should never have been brought to like Mars society. Because
that's what's questionable about it and really what's interesting about it. They're like you learn more like because Grunt was 2 born, he's like, I've got urges just to kill bigger and bigger things, I can't explain it. So that's why you go to the planet and you see that Rex has become the king and it's like, oh, you're growing up, go fight a Threshermaw. And then you just go do it.
Yeah, like Rex becomes a surprisingly fatherly figure.
Yeah. Aww.
No, like the Krogans.
That sounds pretty
also,
cool.
Also, in that mission,
jeez. Relax.
I'm sorry, but it excites me. In that mission, you also get to headbutt another Krogan.
voiced by Worf.
Yeah.
It's great.
Just to suggest head plates. Just to suggest lumpy bone forehead.
It helps.
Yeah.
Two is really, really good. Yeah. Like one is good.
You guys have convinced me.
Like if you were liking
Shit.
One, you can go through one, but if one was too much trouble to really play,
liking it well enough.
Just play one. Get the full experience. Make love to Femme Shep.
No, because the whole
your Femme Shep
the rest of the whole experience is one. You can read the wiki entry of all the codexes for one, and then you have the rest of one.
But what about Saren?
Are you good at talking?
Yeah.
You can convince him to shoot himself in the face.
Yeah, I did that.
I did that too.
Oh, like in Fallout.
Yeah. Like in,
That was rewarding.
No, I guess you didn't do that in Deus Ex, so Deus Ex is not as good as Mass Effect.
No. Whoops.
I could cut it right there. That could be the end of the podcast, right on that whoops.
Okay, sounds good.
I don't know, I really like Deus Ex.
No, Deus Ex was good, but...
Okay, whatever you say.
It was pretty fun, but...
Does anyone want to say something about Trials?
Woo!
Woo. Yo, does anyone want to go play Trials?
Yo, let's go play Trials!
Oh, fuck!